President Kaisayed is in no rush to reopen the parliament. I would be very shocked if the parliament is reopened within this 30-day window. I think it's very likely that he will continue the freezing of parliament and continue his sort of powers and his rule under these exceptional authorities that he's given himself past the 30-day deadline. He seems to, I would assume he's looking at the polling numbers and seeing there's strong public support, and probably doesn't feel a huge amount of pressure coming from inside Tunisia to sort of act more quickly to return to what the situation was before. And he's also made it very clear when he was running for president, since he's been in office, and in the past several weeks, that he really thinks that a significant remaking of the constitution, of the Tunisian political system, is in order. So I personally do not expect him to be reopening parliament anytime soon. It's also useful for him politically that parliament is so unpopular among Tunisians and has kind of been made the scapegoat for all of Tunisia's problems. And so it's in Kais Saied, you know, it's good for him politically to keep the parliament sort of in the spotlight as this dysfunctional entity. Now, if he continues for a long period of time without a parliament, that parliament is duly elected, freely elected, just as President Kais Saied was. And so Tunisia will cease to be a democracy if one of its freely and fairly elected institutions of government is shut down by the president and stopped from working. It will not be a democracy at that point. And right now, I wouldn't say it's a democracy. It's somewhere in between. It's in a period of flux and transition. But without a parliament that's freely elected, able to do its job, you can't really describe that political system as a democracy. At least I wouldn't.
But would he change the political system into a presidential one?
Well, you know, it's unclear. I should underscore that there's a lot of uncertainty and lack of clarity about what he has in mind for his near-term steps, for this roadmap that he's promised that hasn't been forthcoming, and what his vision is beyond that for the Tunisian economy, for the Tunisian political system. It's not clear. We can just go on comments and remarks and discourse that he's made over the years, and especially more recently. It seems clear that he has a strong antipathy toward political parties. He strongly believes in bottom-up governance and what some would call, quote-unquote, radical decentralization, which would start with elected local councils and then kind of build the political system up from there. At the same time, he also seems to believe in very strong powers of the presidency and a system perhaps that is more akin to what existed under past presidents Bourguiba and Ben Ali, a very sort of dominant presidency. So how that vision of a dominant, or some would say overbearing, presidency will square with his ideas also of radical decentralization, it remains to be seen. It's not necessarily the most coherent vision, at least as he's laid it out so far. We just have a sense of his impulses, that he does not like political parties. He doesn't seem very favorably inclined toward a strong and independent parliament. He wants to have these local actors sort of form themselves into governing bodies at the local level. And he seems to believe in a very strong role for the presidency. And if he wants to act on that vision, it will mean a remaking of the Tunisian constitution.